Pro-abort Chelsea Clinton to address Vatican Conference on Health. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on April 16, 2021. Rome, the Vatican's Pontifical Council for Culture will host Chelsea Clinton, Anthony Fauci, and Deepak Chopra among others for a May conference on the interplay of mind, body, and soul in healthcare. The Council for Culture has partnered with the Cure Foundation and the Science and Faith (STOQ) Foundation to bring together the world's leading physicians, scientists, leaders of faith, ethicists, patient advocates, policymakers, philanthropists and influencers to engage in powerful conversations on the latest breakthroughs in medicine, healthcare delivery and prevention, the conference website states. Together we will focus on advances in medical innovation and the creation of healthier communities and seek to catalyze new, interdisciplinary approaches and partnerships to improve health and well-being, as well as understand human uniqueness, it declares. Among its speakers, the virtual conference will feature the CEOs of large pharmaceutical companies, including Moderna and Pfizer, as well as former supermodel Cindy Crawford, English primatologist Jane Goodall, Aerosmith lead guitarist Joe Perry, and CNN's chief medical correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The May 6 to 8, 2021 event will be moderated by renowned journalists, who will explore the role of religion, faith and spirituality, and the interplay of the mind, body and soul, and, ultimately, search for areas of convergence between the humanities and the natural sciences. The renowned journalists include Katie Couric, Richard Louie, Dr. Mehmet C. Oz, Amy J. Robach, Robin Roberts, and Meredith Vieira. Chelsea Clinton, whom the conference identifies as vice chair, Clinton Foundation, has run afoul of the U.S. pro-life movement, which she labels the anti-choice movement, and with the Catholic Church for her abortion advocacy and outspoken support for abortion giant Planned Parenthood. In 2018, Clinton spoke at a Rise Up for Roe event in New York City, a meeting organized by NARAL and Planned Parenthood to oppose Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court. During her address, the former first daughter credited legal abortion for adding trillions of dollars to the U.S. economy. American women entering the labor force from 1973 to 2009 added $3.5 trillion to our economy, Clinton said. The net, new entrance of women, that is not disconnected from the fact that Roe became the law of the land in January of 1973. Follow it, Williams Rome.